Louisiana man slams rape accuser's claim says lies after judge grants him custody of their daughter. By Nick Gilbertson on June 21, 2022. John Barnes of Louisiana is denying allegations from the mother of his child, who says their daughter was conceived in rape. The pair have been locked in a custody battle for more than a decade. Krista Abelset, 32, recently went public with claims that Barnes, 46, raped her in 2005 when she was 16 and he was 30, after offering her a ride home after they met during a night out, as Breitbart previously noted. Barnes has told Fox News that the allegation is a fabrication. "It's a lie. She was in a bar with a fake ID, telling everyone she was a college student," he told Fox News. "I had no idea she was 16, and I didn't rape her. That is absolutely, unequivocally false." The pair have had a years-long custody battle over their daughter. Abelset asserted to WBRZ that Barnes was unaware of the child for the first few years of her life and that he pursued custody after learning of her. Fox News reported that filings show Abelset prompted paternity tests in 2011 for both Barnes and James Threaton, who was listed as the girl's father on her birth certificate. Following the DNA tests, it was confirmed that Barnes was the father, and they entered into a joint custody agreement that year. Abelset allegedly continued to give Threaton access to their daughter by bringing her along to prison visits, upsetting Barnes. It was later ordered that Threaton could have no contact with the child. He further asserted to Fox News that she often had a number of different men sleeping at her home, marrying three different times over 6 years. In 2015, Abelset filed a report with the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office accusing Barnes of rape in 2005 and told WBRZ that she was unaware of the statute of limitations. She asserted the agency did not investigate her allegations. The office released a statement that noted the report never made it through the proper channels within the department to be assigned for investigation and added, "Our department dropped the ball," News Nation reported. "Them admitting it is a big step forward at least. So we have that going for us," Abelset told the outlet. District Attorney Scott Perry Hughes' office is now reviewing the case. At different points in the custody battle, both Barnes and Abelset were ordered to pay one another child support, Fox News noted. The pair's courtroom conflict continued in 2020 when Barnes attempted to gain full custody of the child. He claimed that Abelset allowed the girl, then 14, to kiss her boyfriend's 3 years her senior and that, though the daughter had a phone with parental controls, Abelset provided her with one without such restrictions. In May 2021, the cell phone was central to the custody war. As court papers said, the child allegedly used the device to send unseemly images and to create various sexually explicit TikTok posts, according to Fox News. After 5 months, Abelset had not turned the cell phone in, claiming someone had swiped it, Judge Jeffrey Cash, pictured, noted. After she allegedly allowed the child to have another cell phone, the judge placed her in contempt of court, according to Fox News. In addition, Cash prohibited the child from having another cell phone. In February of this year, Abelset filed for an emergency restraining order against Barnes in favor of herself and her daughter, which was automatically granted, alleging that he had drugged and sexually assaulted their child, two nights in a row while in his home, Fox News reported. Abelset noted in the filing that the child was checked out at the hospital, and there were signs consistent with sexual assault. She referenced her own claim that Barnes raped her in 2005, and Cash noted that she had not previously brought forth the allegations to the court in the decade-long custody case. Barnes lost custody of his child for a month before a hearing officer determined that medical evidence failed to corroborate the allegations. And soon after, Cash granted full temporary custody to Barnes the day he requested it, according to Fox News. Now, a parental rights hearing is set for next month after Abelset filed a motion stating the child is the product of a felony rape.